Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into From the Diamond with Grant McCauley here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from the Kia Studios on a Sunday morning as we continue our Braves discussion in what has been a very up-and-down start to the season, with a lot more down than I think anybody had anticipated for a club that has the kind of aspirations that the Braves do of being a playoff contender. Those are not completely out the window, but if you were on social media for any length of time, or really if you followed the first couple of series of the year, you might have heard that the Braves had dug themselves a hole it was going to be pretty difficult to get out of with their 0-7 start, but nonetheless, they have found their way into the win column and have a gracious plenty amount of games left in the season to do that maybe 90, 95 more times and punch that ticket to October. But putting all of that aside, we're going to parse through what has been a challenging and a very unexpected start to the season with Scott Coleman of Hammer Territory. We got a lot to dive into. Some of it finally is good, but man, this has been quite a start to the Braves season, and I don't think it was a start that anybody really predicted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Grant. You know, this was as tough of an opening week that you're going to see schedule-wise for the Braves. And you think about not only being down in Florida for 6 weeks for spring training, Then they go out to Arizona for a couple of games in the Cactus League, and then play seven games back-to-back against the Padres and the Dodgers, who probably had a claim to being the two best rosters in baseball just a year ago. Far away from home, I'm sure those guys were jonesing to get back to their families in Atlanta. And fingers crossed, that's kind of a sign of things to come for the team moving forward.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about exactly, you know, what you brought up, which was the competition. You have to certainly look at that. That's one factor. The Braves didn't just go out there seven times and beat themselves. Could they have played better? Most definitely. I know you've talked a lot about it. I know I've talked a lot about it. So it was a challenging road trip in a variety of different ways. But having the right team, maybe waiting for them when they come home, nothing against the Marlins, but there's a little bit difference, a bit of a difference in that roster and perhaps the Dodgers and Padres that we could get into on another edition of the show. But timing, of course, is everything. The opponent is certainly part of the equation here that you've always got to factor in. But this challenging start, it was by just about every measure because it added up to 0-7 on the road, but the losses obviously felt beyond the box score. So let's unpack the road trip a little bit before we enjoy the homecoming tale, because it did feel a lot like Murphy's Law. The Braves lost seven games. Their offense was listless for much of that trip before finally coming to life over the weekend against Miami. They were counting on Jurickson Profar to produce at the top of the order to start the year. Now we won't see him again until midseason, and all bets are off on what version of Jurickson Profar we're going to see at that point. So, Scott, let me ask you, I mean, what was your read and, I guess, reaction to that situation now that we've had some time to digest the 80-game suspension of Profar?
It's obviously really deflating that you lose a player who was really the one and only big offseason addition for the Braves. So now you're going to lose him half the season. You lose his on base at the top of the lineup. And you said it perfectly, for a player who was coming off a career year at age 30, has been around for a decade, and now he gets popped for PEDs, I think it's only natural to kind of wonder aloud if maybe there was something going on. I know that Profar said that last year he was tested eight times during his breakout. And obviously players get tested all the time, but just the timing of it all is maybe something that makes you raise an eyebrow. And we'll just kind of have to cross our fingers and hope that when Profar comes back in July, that he's close or at least somewhat a shell of the player he was last year, because clearly the Braves liked him enough to invest $42 million over the next three seasons.
Yeah, and hearing from Alex Anthopoulos, I mean, not only did the Braves think a lot of Profar, but, you know, there was a sizable difference between the hitter available at the top of the board for free agents over the winter and Juan Soto, there's only one of those, and a lot of the other guys. But the Braves really liked Profar, and they felt like the changes and the underlying metrics added up to a player that they felt like could replicate that kind of success. And now, as you mentioned, I mean, you do have to wonder, and wonder aloud with a lot of these things. I mean, working with Fernando Tatis and his father, as far part of what he was saying, helped him turn things around. Well, obviously, Tatis has his own story with this kind of stuff, so you wonder about that. And then you look at, okay, sure, you had the eight tests, and obviously, you were able to get clear of those eight tests last year. However, what he got popped for is something that's used, by and large, it seems like, as a masking agent in order to, I think, get around those kinds of tests. So, you know, this is nothing new. This is not the first time that we've seen this in baseball. It's been an ongoing thing that has really tapered down. But the disappointment, to your point, I don't think there's any way around that. It's going to really color Profar in a way that, in his statement, was fascinating. And I'd love your thoughts on this, about loving the fact that he could be a fan-favorite player. Scott, I don't know if he's going to be a fan favorite player anytime soon, at least not in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's not the best start to Profar's time in the Braves. And, you know, in all of his media calls whenever the Braves signed him, I thought Profar just kind of naturally endeared himself to the fan base, has a million-dollar smile, talked about his son being a Braves fan and how much they wanted to get to Atlanta. But, of course, not even a full week into his official time with the team, he gets popped for 80 games. And I think there was a lot of talk this week about just kind of the honor and integrity of baseball. And whenever you have a player, an established player like Profar, get popped for PEDs, I think everyone kind of has a bad feeling in their stomach about it. So we'll see. Well, I'm curious. I mean, you know, without knowing the dynamics of a clubhouse with a lot of rich and longtime baseball players, you won't want to pretend like you're going to know the dynamic inside the clubhouse when Profar comes back. You would hope that these guys are able to continue to coexist and welcome Profar back with open arms, because the Braves are going to need him. And the PED is an ugly start, but there will be about 2.5 years left on that contract when he's able to play again. And you just have to hope that he's able to be a productive player and give the Braves what they obviously liked in him so much to invest that kind of money and commitment to him over the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's certainly what the Braves are hoping for. Chatting with Scott Coleman here on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He joins me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Scott, of course, one of the hosts of the Hammer Territory podcast, which covers the Braves on a regular basis. Let me segue into something that's a bit of a wait and see right now, but of the good variety, Ronald Acuña Jr. We anticipate he'll be back in a month or so. His impact will be felt across the board. And until then, the outfield may not have that same power potential, of course. I think that the Braves are now depending more so, I believe, on Matt Olson, Austin Riley, and Ozzie Albies, that infield, to kind of return to its prior glory, if you will, of 2023. And honestly, just the normal or regular numbers that you can expect out of those guys over the course of a season. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the established veterans on this team are really going to be relied on to help carry the load until Ronald comes back. And we've seen probably mixed results for that trio. I think with Matt Olson, he had a big home run on Friday night. Matt has hit the ball hard really the entire season so far. Just hasn't had a ton to show for it in terms of results, but I think that's something with time that'll balance out. Austin Riley, following the loss on Wednesday night, publicly was as disappointed, I think, that I can remember hearing Austin talk. Mm-hmm. Talking about that he needs to be better, that the team needs him to be better, and just a real frustration at the lack of results. He had a home run on opening day, and since then he had really struggled. I think it's only a matter of time until he gets going, but clearly the Braves need Austin Riley. And then Ozzie Albies has come along a little bit too. I think we know when Ozzie is right, he's really hitting for power and is just kind of a dynamic force in the middle of the lineup. We will see how it all shakes out with lineups with Brian Snitker, especially while Ronald Acuña is down. But I agree completely that trio, and then of course Marcell Ozuna, what he does out of the DH spot. Those four players are really going to be leaned on here until they get Acuña back.
Yeah, and I want to get into Marcell Ozuna in just a moment, but just to kind of follow up on what I think most people believe upon, you know, viewing the Braves or really being a fan of baseball for a lengthy period of time anyway, is this offense can't be as bad as it was for the first week over the entire season. But when all the numbers you have are not great, then it's hard to see the potential in that moment. At least for some. But you know, the Braves seem to feel that they'll get this all sorted out. Talked to quite a few of them prior to the series against the Marlins getting started. And history dictates that they're going to be better at the plate. I think the question, Scott, that we're kind of wondering based on maybe the highs of 2023 and the lows of 2024 is how much better can this group get?
It is a fascinating question, Grant. And I think when you look back at 2023, across the board, everybody had, if not a career best season, but something really close to it. And then, of course, last year, it seemed like outside of the injuries, even when players were healthy, other than Marcell Ozuna, everybody had a down year offensively. And you would feel like there's going to be some equilibrium here at some point. But I think especially when the Braves are coming off such a frustrating 2024 season, the fact that the offense struggled so much in that opening week, I think everybody kind of looked around and said, here we go again. The team really struggled hitting with runners in scoring position. And as we've seen, really not just the last couple years, but during this entire run, when the Braves are hitting home runs, they have no trouble scoring. But I think we want to get to a point where the Braves are not quite so reliant on the long ball and have those innings where they can string together three or four hits and put a crooked number up. Because some nights you're just not going to run into a homer, and it'd be nice to see the Braves put together good at-bats and put the ball in play a little bit more, not be so home-run reliant in order to score more than a couple of runs to support your pitching staff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And somebody who's been helping them score some runs over the course of the last couple of years is Marcell Ozuna. He's off to an incredible start, a quirky start, though. And once again, the feature bat, I think, in the middle of this order. And, you know, a couple of years ago this time, it's crazy to think that we were wondering how much longer can the Braves possibly hold on to this guy. But since then, Scott, we've been asking a very different question, which is, where would the Braves be without Marcell Ozuna? And quite frankly, he's at it again this year.
Yeah, Marcell's turnaround, I mean, legitimately, Grant, you remember, his career was on the ropes. We were talking about, are the Braves going to move on? And right before Marcell started to turn things around in that series down in Miami, he had been benched for a couple of games. And it was like, is this the end? Even for a player who has a long track record of being good and was owed a lot of money on the contract. And since then, Marcel has been one of the truly best hitters in baseball. And it's a testament to Marcel that he's continued to work. And you talk about the impact he has on this lineup. The on-base was really good. And then on Friday night, we saw him start to hit for power, which we know is so much part of his game. Had the home run. So really encouraging signs for a player who the Braves are really going to lean on in the middle of the order. And I think in a perfect world, you have Marcel batting third or fourth and driving in a million runs this summer. And especially once you get Acuna back at the top and hopefully get this lineup back to the levels that it was in 2023 when it was one of the very best in the game.
Yeah, and the Braves definitely need that offense to back up what has been a pitching staff that did the heavy lifting for them a year ago just to get them into the postseason, but has been, I would say, under construction in a lot of ways, beginning back in the winter and now running right on through the early portion of the year. Because not only did Max Fried and Charlie Morton move on over the offseason, but now Reynaldo Lopez is down for a considerable amount of time. We just don't know how long yet. But there are some good things there, obviously. Chris Sale's the reigning Cy Young winner. I think he's looked pretty good his first couple of starts. I anticipate him continuing to be Chris Sale. And then you've got Spencer Schwellenbach, who was magnificent on Friday. And to me, Scott, it's not just about what Spencer Schwellenbach does, but it's how he does it that impresses me. This is about as well-rounded a young pitcher as I can remember seeing at any point in any time that I've either covered the Braves or followed the Braves in terms of young pitcher. And we've seen some pretty great ones put on a Braves uniform, but it's the youth and the acumen that he's put together here that makes him stand out.
Yeah, Schwellenbach is incredible. And the way that he is incredible is so fascinating to watch because you're talking about a player who barely had any kind of minor league career as a college draftee who needed Tommy John shortly after being drafted. And Schwellenbach comes up and he has full command of five pitches. There was a national writer on Friday night who made a claim that Schwellenbach might have the best command of any pitcher in the major leagues. That's crazy to talk about. And it's also not like Schwellenbach is up there throwing 90-mile-an-hour sinkers. He can pump 98 when he needs it. He has that wicked breaking ball. He has a changeup. I mean, it seems like no matter what the count is, whether it's 0-2 or 3-0, Schwellenbach has something that he can throw with confidence over the plate. And as a result, the Miami Marlins over 8 innings on Friday night did not barrel a single baseball. That's crazy. Yeah. And this kid, it feels like Schwellenbach's getting better with every start, and the sky is truly the limit. And if you can get to a point where you have a healthy and firing Sale, Schwellenbach, and Strider, the Braves are going to win a lot of games this summer.
And their rotation is going to be a big part of that. And Spencer Strider, worth noting as well, on Friday, he was dominant for Triple-A Gwinnett in his second rehab start, and his return seems imminent. But if anything could help this rotation get right, adding an arm like that to Sale, to Schwellenbach, and figuring things out on the back end would put Atlanta in a much better position despite the loss of Lopez, who will be out again for a time yet to be determined. Well, Scott, I appreciate you making the time for me here on a Sunday morning. Let everybody know about Hammer Territory, where we can find it, and how we can follow along with you and all the work you guys are doing as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Grant. You do a terrific job covering the team. If folks want to tune in, we run a podcast called Hammer Territory. It's backed by the fine folks at Foul Territory, where a couple of former Braves actually host daily shows with A.J. Pierzynski and Cameron Maben and a couple others. So Hammer Territory, available both on YouTube if you want to watch, and also wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. And yeah, Grant, let's hope a good weekend here and the Braves kind of get back on track to where we want them to be.
Well, with that, hour one of From the Diamond is in the books. When we come back, we will turn our attention to what else is happening across Major League Baseball as we take our trip around the big leagues. It comes your way next on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.